Background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks. With our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 230. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 on the FM dial. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Overcast skies here in central Minnesota, 35 degrees. This January thaw going on here in January. And we've got our guest in the studios, and we're going to bring him in just a moment as our theme wraps up there with Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks, Musicians Come and Play, here on KASM. And like I mentioned, we do have our guest in the studios, and we're going to welcome in and say good morning to Ray Tice. Ray, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Very good. And Ray, I understand your official title is you are the gambling manager at the Waite Park Legion.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. And
for about 8 years.
8 years, and you take care of hiring the bands there.
Yes.
Providing all of the great old-time music here in central Minnesota.
That's correct, yes.
All righty. Well, Ray, a little bit about you. Where were you born and raised?
Cold Spring.
Cold Spring. All
farm.
Right.
Yeah, we were farm.
Farm, okay.
Yeah, and stayed there until 99, and then joined the service and came back out and got married and later joined the National Guard and ended up with 27 years in the service.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome. Through those years, are you one of the famous Tices that was a Cold Spring Springer then by chance?
No.
You did not throw any baseballs?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Maybe some of my nephews did.
I was going to say, there's been some Tices that have been on the Cold Spring Springers. We've seen that name go through over the years and very proud tradition over there at Cold Spring. You bet. Well, Ray, we got you in here today because, yes, you have a very important position there. You take care of getting the music in at the Waite Park Legion. Did you yourself play any music in your lifetime?
No, I never did.
And what tripped your trigger to get into what you're doing?
Well, we listened to the old-time music over the years a lot on the farm.
Okay.
And later on, my wife and I, we just enjoyed the old-time music.
Sure.
And then at the Legion, when we were there, we would hear them playing, and they were looking for someone to help with the selecting the bands and lining it up, so we got into it.
Okay. Now, whose place did you take? Who used to do it?
Norb Wirens.
Norb Wirens.
He did used it for many, many years.
At the Legion there.
He did a good job.
All right. Yeah. And then now you've taken it over, and I bet you've made a lot of great acquaintances with all the different bands that come in, huh?
Oh, yes.
All
the people that come to the dances, very nice people. We have a good selection.
All right. And how do you get the bands? Do they come and book the jobs themselves, or do you have to call some, or how does it work out for you?
Well, usually start in June, start calling the bands and setting up the dates.
Okay.
Yeah. And it takes time, and sometimes they have to check their schedules, and that takes time. And then they call you back, and it's time-consuming, and my wife and I volunteer our time to do that.
Well, that is very awesome. And in getting the bands, how do you go by popular, like what the dancers like? Does that play into how you hire bands, or how do you go about it?
Pretty much that way, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and someone would call and say, hey, we'd like to play on such and such a date, and it was open, we'll give them a shot.
Give them a shot.
Play.
Okay, all right. Very good. Well, you've got some information there you'd like to share with the listeners about the Legion, and I'll let you go ahead and tell us about that. Some big happenings there at Waite Park.
Okay, well, the first thing is the Waite Park Legion was rechartered in 1946.
Okay.
Right now, currently, we have approximately 770 members.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And this year is the 100th convention being held in Minneapolis, Minnesota in August.
Uh-huh.
A big event.
All right.
And everybody's welcome, you know, to come down and participate. And in 2019 will be the 100th birthday of the American Legion.
Wow.
So that's a big...
Something to shout about.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. We're looking for a lot of things to happen.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that's great. So, now, you run music when? What is kind of your schedule these days? I know you're, Tuesday afternoons?
It's Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Sunday evenings from 6 till 9.
Okay.
And this February 2nd, since the Super Bowl is on Sunday.
February 4th, yeah.
February 4th.
Yeah.
But February 2nd will be Leon Olson on Friday afternoon from 1 to 4.
Oh, really? That's a Friday then, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We do that once in a while when we can fill in.
Okay.
If there's nothing scheduled at the Legion.
Okay.
So we have to wait. We have to...
make sure that there's no other functions going on,
right?
Huh?
Yeah, check with the manager, Kurt Borsch.
Oh, yes.
And he does a good job, so we have to work together on that.
Absolutely. Now, I heard the dance tonight has been canceled, huh? You were going to have Stan's Country Dutchman there tonight?
That's correct.
Is that due to the football game?
Well, that and the weather forecast didn't sound very good.
Yeah.
And it still might not be good. We don't know.
Right. They're talking still a chance of rain and snow mix. And,
yeah.
And I'll bet a large portion of your patrons are elderly people these days, huh?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And they love the music. Some of them just come there and sit and listen.
Uh-huh.
And like you say, they're elderly, and when the weather isn't good, and this past month here definitely has not been very nice.
No.
With the cold, and so they don't come out.
And they're so dedicated that they will if they know there's music, so you don't want to put them in harm's way. So
exactly.
You go ahead and cancel ahead of time. So
right.
Encourage everybody to stay home and watch the game tonight.
Yeah.
And come out next week, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
What's the schedule look like coming up? Who do you have coming in on Tuesday then?
This coming Tuesday is Joe and Jim.
Joe and Jim. And that'd be Joe Carlson and Jim Jansky?
Correct.
I'll bet they're entertaining, huh?
Oh, they are.
Oh, those two.
Mr. Burl Ives.
Yes. Well, that's what I've told him. We've had Jim here in the studio, and we've had Joe Carlson in. And actually, Jim was on the phone, but I've told him in person already. I think he looks and sounds like Burl Ives, huh?
He does.
Oh,
he
yes.
Does. I just enjoy his music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people do too, don't they?
Oh, yes. They
absolutely.
Do. Yep.
Some of the other bands that you employ there, mention some of them that that you really enjoy that are so entertaining.
Leon Olson.
Yeah.
Stan's Country Dutchman.
Sure.
Jerry and Joyce do a fabulous job.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Waltzeteers.
Yep.
Laverne and the Starlights.
Yep.
Just to name a few.
Night Owls.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're pulling a nice variety of music in there from around central Minnesota.
Correct.
Chuck Thiel is there once in a while, too, huh?
Yes, he is.
And he comes up from Hutchinson, so you've got a wide circle there that you pull from.
And his son, Jason, plays with him.
Yeah.
But it's hard for him because he works...
Oh, the schedule thing.
In the Minneapolis area.
Sure.
And he has to get up so early in the morning. For him to do that on Sunday nights is pretty hard.
Yeah, so it's tough to get those guys in.
Correct.
All right. So Joe and Jim are there on Tuesday. And then you said coming up, looking at the calendar, Tuesday would be, I got my calendar covered up here.
23rd.
There we go.
Yeah.
23rd.
Yeah, and so Friday, then, the 2nd of February on Friday, that will be Leon Olson.
Okay. Any music on Sunday a week from today?
No.
Nothing on the
Super
20th?
Bowl. That's
No. There's one Sunday in between.
Oh, I'm sorry. This coming Sunday, the 28th, will be the Night Owls.
Night Owls are going to be there. Oh, okay.
Yes. Hopefully the weather holds out.
Yes. In Minnesota, you never know what you're going to get.
That's right, yeah.
Ah, neat. Well, you brought your wife along, and your wife's name?
Carol.
All right. And Carol, you do some work there at the Legion, too. How does she help you?
Well, she works with me in the gambling, but also she plays a big part in doing the band schedule.
Okay.
And she prints up and puts all the nice colors on the schedule. Randy gets it here every month, so take a look at it once. She does a fabulous job on that.
Well, you know, and it's time for men to just humble themselves once in a while. And they have said, I've heard this said many times, behind a good man is usually a very successful woman.
Correct.
And boy, we both have to say that, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, Carol, it's great to have you in here, too.
And she's recuperating from a stroke, which happened last May.
Oh, my.
And,
oh, my.
Really
good recovery.
Very fortunate.
Very good recovery. Oh, things
yeah.
are going well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you guys have a family?
We have four boys.
Four boys. Okay.
Yeah. And they, one in New Ulm, one in St. Cloud, one Sartell, and one in Detroit Lakes.
Wow. You got them spread around. Care to mention names?
Brian, Randy, Glenn, and Travis.
All right. Yeah. Any of them married? Any grandkids?
They're all married, and we have seven grandkids and two great-grandsons.
Holy buckets.
Yeah.
That's what's keeping you guys in such good shape then. Oh, that's great. Well, over the years, some of the bands that you've had there, great memories. Care to share any of those?
Ray Drundle played there.
Yes, that's
numerous
right.
Numerous times, yeah. Years ago.
Yep, I've been with Ray there when we played. That was even back before I started here at the radio station. Ray would get an occasional job.
Yeah, the Jolly Fishermen.
Yes, they're all gone now, but boy, those are some... good names there, yeah.
Oh, there's numerous ones, too many.
You'd have to look in a book or something.
I'd have to look on my schedule.
Oh, yes.
I should have brought my schedule from way back when.
Yeah. So before you started in hiring him, when you took over, I suppose, was it Norby said?
Yes.
Yeah, he already had things kind of lined up, and he decided to retire then.
Yes. It was getting too hard for him. And,
sure.
His wife was not well.
Okay.
And then, he thought, well, they'll just come to the dance and sit and play cards and listen to the music, and that's what they did.
Sure.
And they enjoyed it, and like I say, he did it for many years. He did a fabulous job for the Legion.
Yep.
And it was time that he just had to step aside.
Step aside.
Yeah.
And he's still living yet right now? Still?
No.
No? Oh, he passed away?
Yes.
Oh, okay. When did Norb pass away?
Oh, it's a number of years ago.
Oh, okay.
He was elderly.
He was. Yes. Okay. All right.
He was dedicated.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So, you yourself, you guys dance?
Yes.
You do?
We try to get there every Tuesday and Sunday.
Do you really?
Yeah.
All right. You hire the bands, and then you get out there and dance to them,
correct.
Too, as well.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. Well, we've reached about 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, Ray, so we're going to read our ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation.
Okay.
Sounds good. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market with a reminder that the St. Joe Meat Market makes venison and wild game sausage all year round. If you still have some trimmings taking up space in your freezer, think about bringing them into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and having some delicious products made for you to enjoy with family and friends. You can have those trimmings turned into any number of delicious products from summer sausage, jerky, snack sticks, brats, breakfast links, wieners, bologna, hamburger, and the list goes on. Minimum batches sizes usually start with approximately 10 pounds of wild game per item. Our professional and courteous staff will take down your information and assist you with your order. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joe Meat Market in downtown St. Joe, Minnesota. And Ray, for being our guest on the program, and we brought that package along today. You're going to get a nice package of brats and breakfast links and hot dogs and bologna and bacon. You indulge in any of that stuff once in a while?
Once in a while, yes, we do.
You do.
We really appreciate that, Cy.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you coming out here on this Sunday. So, getting back to what you all had to say there. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, I got one thing that I can't forget to mention is the second Friday in April and the second Friday in October, we will have our second concertina jam session. We have 8 to 12 concertina players. All the people that come there to dance, that play concertinas, they sit up there on the stage and they put on a show.
Okay.
For anybody that wants to come.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Is there an admission charge at all?
No.
No admission. No. So this is a concertina jamboree. Mention those two dates again.
second Friday in April.
Okay.
And the second Friday in October.
Okay. And the hours?
1 to 4.
1 to 4. I know some of those players. I know Andy Bechtel, and I know Arlene Tyson, and
Lou Cave.
Okay, good.
Yes. Wayne Totic.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes, all those people.
Those guys can play.
They really do. Tom Faber.
Tommy Faber. Local resident. Yep. You bet.
It's all local people.
Wow.
And they just enjoy it. They have a great time.
Awesome. And that's all at the Legion in Waite Park.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's wonderful. Well, thinking back over time, you got a special memory, event, something that happened there, good, bad, or otherwise? You ever get stuck in a snowstorm or have anything happen outstanding, good, bad, or otherwise?
It's all been good.
It's all been good.
It's hard to go back. It's been a good run. My wife and I enjoy it. And we try to help the Legion.
Sure.
And we volunteer our time, like I said, to do this for the bands. And
sure.
It's worked out.
Sure.
And we sure want to thank all the people that come and support the Legion.
Oh, isn't that great?
And we have the dances.
I mean,
it's really great to see all these people.
And I think the Legion does a lot more than just the polka music, too. I see on the billboard out in front as we go to St. Cloud, quite often there's... meal specials and things going on all week long. You guys?
Know
all about
lunch
that?
Specials there about every day.
Okay.
And in the evenings, they'll have a special, but that might not be on that
Billboard.
Billboard. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So encourage people to stop by and never know what's going on.
Correct. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. We have meat raffles for the Cancer Society on Friday nights and Saturday nights. For the month of January was the 367th Engineer Battalion from St. Joe.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So we let the people come in and do that.
Well, that's wonderful. You must have a great staff over there at the Legion, too. Bartenders, waitresses?
We do.
All right.
We do. I give them credit. It's a hard job.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if I could do that.
For sure. And more so nowadays than ever with all the rules and regulations and laws, you have to be so careful. So, yeah.
That is a big thing now with all the insurance industry involved.
Yep. So we give them credit for doing a wonderful job. You bet. And you said, how long has the Waite Park Legion been operating? You know?
1946.
1946. Yes. Wow.
Yeah, they were rechartered in 46.
Okay.
They started earlier in the 30s, but somehow with tough times and World War II starting, the charter went away.
Okay.
But they came back after World War II, and I found out the other night that 1946.
Wow. That is awesome. And for folks listening in from out of the area that, and for those that are just tuning in, we're visiting with Ray Tice, gambling manager at the Waite Park Legion. And the Waite Park Legion, very easy to find. As you're coming in from the west, from say from St. Joe, or coming in on what would it be? Is that Division Street or 75?
Yeah.
The Waite Park Legion is going to be over the viaduct once you get into Waite Park. And just on the left-hand side there.
Right at the signal light.
Right at the signal light.
Yeah.
What do you know the actual address of it?
It's 17 2nd Avenue North.
17 2nd Avenue North. Yeah. Okay, in Waite Park, Minnesota. Yeah. So folks wanting to come in and take in a good dance or whatever, they should feel free to come. A nice, spacious room there.
Yeah.
What is the capacity there? You get 200, 300 people in there? Or
with the front part and the back
in the dance hall,
there's over 300.
Over 300, yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a nice venue, one of the nicest in central Minnesota left. I mean, you guys probably go back to dance halls, huh? Back in the days when you were first going out and stuff. Went to the Coliseum.
Richmond
Coliseum.
Cold Spring,
yep.
Granite City Coliseum in Waite Park.
Sure.
Fairgrounds.
Yep.
New Munich.
Oh, yes.
Avon.
Yep. Oh, almost every town had a ballroom.
And everyone is gone.
Yeah, they're gone. It's just, Richmond is still standing,
yes,
but they don't do a whole lot anymore. Pelican Lake, they do their chicken fry on Tuesday
correct
nights, and you can rent it if you want to have a dance.
And wedding receptions they have there, yes. Oh, yes.
But not many of them doing what you do, actually go out and put your neck on the limb, huh, and hire a band and hope that the people come.
Yeah.
Well, this has been great, Ray and Carol. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Want to thank you for doing that. And I always tell each and every one, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
You bet.
All righty. So with that, we're going to let you guys go and have a great afternoon. Any predictions on that Viking game for us?
A tie.
Well, you have to go a long ways to beat last week, huh?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. You were watching that, too?
The last 5 minutes we watched, yes.
Okay. You know, I have yet to talk to anybody since that game happened. I have talked to a lot of people at the store and just around the community. Everybody's seen that game. I mean, it was just amazing. So,
it is.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's been good for Minnesota, so we hope they have good luck. We'd love to see them in the Super Bowl again.
May the better team win.
There you go.
You know.
All righty. Well, thanks, Ray and Carol.
Thank you.
All righty. There they go. Ray and Carol Tice, current gambling manager at the Waite Park Legion and also in charge of hiring the polka bands. We're at 7 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We'll have music coming up with some of the different bands that Ray employs at the Waite Park Legion. Zavian is out of town checks right there with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up our 230th edition of our Musicians Come and Play. And boy, what a fun interview. Ray and Carol, wonderful, wonderful folks there. Very nice of them to come into the studios today. And it's one of those thankless jobs. Anytime you're in charge of something like that, people don't realize what all happens behind the scenes. So again, really want to give them credit for a great job. Well done there, Ray and Carol Tice, as they work at the Waite Park Legion. They volunteer their time there. 9 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 35, our temperature here in Albany. And as we mentioned, we're going to feature music by some of the different bands that play at the Waite Park Legion. We can't possibly get them all, so we're going to take a sampling of them. We're going to start out with Stan's Country Dutchman. And again, they were supposed to play tonight, but that dance has been canceled due to the impending weather and, of course, the football game going on. So Stan's will be there at another time again. Stan Welly and the band, Daryl Dirks, Dean Dirks. And it's a nice old-time polka. It's one called the Champagne Polka. Thank you. Dan's Country Dutchman there with one called the Champagne Polka. Dean Durkas on the concertina. Some great fingering there with Dean on the concertina. Just a sampling of the music that you'll hear when you go to the Waite Park Legion. One more on the way with Dan's Country Dutchman. Here's a nice country tune. One called Till Each Tear Becomes a Rose. Country Dutchman, Till Each Tear Becomes a Rose. A nice country tune there by Stan's Country Dutchman. Just a sampling of what you might hear when you go to the Waite Park Legion in Waite Park. Stan's one of the popular bands there at the Waite Park Legion. 16 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 35, our current temperature here in Albany. Another one of the bands that's very popular these days at the Waite Park Legion. It's the Jerry and Joyce Band. Here they are with one called In the Mountain Waltz. Jerry and Joyce.
In the twilight mist, in the mountain, at a chalet, in skies above, by the rippling stream, in the mountain. we'll meet again, dear, where we shall love. Always in my heart, I know we'll never nature's beauty abides. You're like that beauty from heaven above. Artistry nature provides. Clouds cover in skies above. Always in my heart, I know we'll never part.
The Jerry and Joyce Band, and one called In the Mountain Waltz, and that one dedicated to Jerry's mom, Jerry Biersbach and Joyce Mouse. Very popular band at the Waite Park Legion these days, and around Minnesota in general. One more on the way with Jerry and Joyce. It's one called the Bertha Polka. Thank you. Jerry and Joyce Band and one called the Bertha Polka, another very popular band playing at the Waite Park Legion. And Jerry and Joyce from Central Minnesota. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 35, our current temperature here in Albany, as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Turco's Travel and First Line Tours. Yes, they do all sorts of great tours around this great land of ours. Destinations such as New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota and the casino tours to many of the great casinos in and about our area, like the Shooting Star in Manoman, Northern Lights in Walker, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, and yes, the list goes on and on. And they are talking about five inspiring days. It's the Ark Encounter, five inspiring days, coming up in April, the 23rd through the 27th. Turco Travel and Joyce and Jerry Band presenting this Ark Encounter. And if you sign up for this trip before January 30th, you get $50 off the price of the trip. So, yeah, it's a great trip for a great price. Tour includes round-trip motor coach transportation, four nights accommodations, some at the Drury Inns, and luggage handling. Then you're going to see the Ark Encounter, most anticipated attraction to open in the United States in decades. Be one of the first to get on board. It's a full-size replica of Noah's Ark, a world's largest wooden timber structure, 510 feet long, 50 feet tall, over four stories, fits exact specifications of the Noah's Ark, the Ark Noah built. And you're also going to have a step-on guided tour to the Queen City in Cincinnati, Ohio. Enjoy a two-hour dinner cruise on the Ohio River with Joyce and Jerry Band entertaining. You're going to see the National Air Forces Museum in Dayton, Ohio, the Creation Museum, Indy 500 Museum, and yeah, just a fun time, a full trip. And that's five inspiring days, April 23rd through the 27th of 2018. Just a $200 deposit required to hold your reservation. Final payment due 45 days prior to departure. The cost per person, $8.99 based on double occupancy. And again, you get that $50 discount if you sign up by January 3rd. So to get on board, make that reservation, give Joyce a call. Her phone number, 320-630-4444. That would be Joyce Mouse, 320-630-4444. Or you can give Turco a call toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. And, yeah, they'd love to hear from you. Should be a great trip. So, again, the sign-up deadline is by January 30th for the discount. And otherwise, the trip is April 23rd through the 27th. Turco, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Once again, 35, our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues right now. Julie Lee, another one of the great bands that is seen at the Waite Park Legion. And here's a nice waltz tune with Julie Lee. One called the Angler's Waltz. We'll be right back. Julie Lee and her White Rose Band with one called The Angler's Waltz. Another one on the way, and that one coming off of her It's a Wonderful Night CD. Julie Lee and the White Rose Band, one called The Angler's Waltz. Right now, we're going to move to her Loving Arizona CD, and it's one called Beer from Milwaukee. It's a nice polka tune. White Rose Band, Hugo there on the accordion, and one called Beer from Milwaukee. One of the great bands that you'll see from time to time at the Waite Park Legion. We're going to move to another of the very popular bands all throughout the state of Minnesota and beyond. It's the Leon Olson Show Band. Here's one called Leroy's Polka. Leon Olson. And we're going to stop that one right now. Our CD player number two, it's not always friendly to our CDs, and it skipped once, it may skip again. So we're going to move to CD player number one, one called Leroy's Polka with the Leon Olson Band. Thank you. Leon Olson and the Leon Olson Show Band with one called Leroy's Polka, one of the very popular bands at the Waite Park Legion. Music continues with Leon Olson. It's a nice waltz tune, one called Susie's Waltz. Leon Olson with one called Susie's Waltz. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 36 degrees now here in central Minnesota as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock of Little Falls, and yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family. They have a great time and look forward to having you travel with them. And I have a list of some of their upcoming tours, including the Hawaiian Cruise, which is coming up in March. It's a Hawaiian cruise and two-night stay on Waikiki Beach, 10 great days in all, March 15th through the 25th. They're going to do the 5th Annual Spring Mystery Tour, 3 great days in April, the 18th through the 20th. There's also the Washington, D.C. Cherry Blossom Time, 8 great days in all, April 3rd through the 10th. Kentucky and the Carolinas, 9 days in all, April 22nd through the 30th. Second annual quilt trip. They had so much fun last year, they're going to do it again. 4 days, May 1st through the 4th, just $449 per person based on double occupancy, gets you on this trip. The Pella Tulip Festival in Amana Colonies in May. The 25th annual Alaska tour, July 14th through the 23rd. First time ever, Iceland with Kim and Brian, Land of Fire and Ice, 7 days in all, August 1st through the 7th. And flipping the page, there's more. You bet. Laverne and Kim, busy, busy ladies. They're going to do the 30th annual Fall Mystery Tour, 4 days, September 11th through the 14th. Missed one, Canadian Rockies by Amtrak and Motor Coach. And that's 7 days, August 22nd through the 28th. Also on the list, Norsk Hostfest, and that's in North Dakota. September 25th through the 28th, 20th Annual New England States Tour, 11 great days in all in October, National Parks Tour in October, Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour, that's in November, Dollywood Pigeon Forge Gatlinburg at Christmas time, that's in December, and already on this page is 2019 tours that they're lining up. So yes, lots of optimism there around Laverne's Travel, and they'd love to have you travel with them. So to get on board the bus or make that reservation, what else am I trying to say? Be on their mailing list. There you go. Give them a call. And their phone number is 1-800-840-9211. 1-800-840-9211. They keep a very nice website, so check them out on the web, www.lavernestravel.com. And Laverne's Travel, been making miles and memories and smiles for more than 34 years. And check them out. You bet. Laverne's Travel, they probably bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, speaking of Laverne's Travel, Laverne also has a polka band and stops in at the Wade Park Legion on occasion and provide the music for some dancing there as well. We're going to go back in time and feature Andy Stangler with Laverne. They put out a very nice CD back in the day, and it's called The Starlights Feature Andy and Laverne. And let's do one called The Foolish Polka, Andy and Laverne. Good stuff for you there by Laverne and the Starlights, Laverne and Andy, and that one called The Foolish Polka. Another one on the way with Laverne and Andy, it's one called The Overshoe Landler. Thank you. Laverne and Andy, Laverne and the Starlights. Good stuff for you there. One called The Overshoe Landler. Coming up on 15 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 36 degrees here in central Minnesota. Going to squeeze in a couple more bands here that are performing at the Waite Park Legion from time to time. And right now, we're going to go to Sauk Center, Minnesota, and it's the Night Owls Orchestra. And one called Let's Have a Party. The Night Owls always have a party when they play at the Waite Park Legion. Night Owls, Kevin and Marlene Guas from Sauk Center, Minnesota there, and one called Let's Have a Party. Here's a pretty waltz tune with the Night Owls. It's one called the Two Roses Waltz. Thank you. The Night Owls, Kevin and Marlene Guast, and the Night Owls out of Sauk Center, Minnesota, one of the great bands that frequent the Waite Park Legion. We're at 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 36 our current temperature here in Albany. We're going to try to squeeze in one more band right now that you'll see on occasion at the Waite Park Legion. It's Chuck Thiel and one called the Y Polka. Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers, another one of the great bands that frequent the Waite Park Legion. We're going to close things up on our musical treat for Dancing Feet with Chuck Thiel, and it's one called The Midnight Waltz.
Was it the first time?
Chuck Thiel out of Hutchinson, Minnesota. Chuck Thiel and his Jolly Ramblers, one of the great bands that you'll see on occasion at the Waite Park Legion. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and yes, we tried to feature some of the bands. We certainly didn't get them all, but some of the great bands that you'll see at the Waite Park Legion. And again, dancing there usually on Sunday nights, 6 until 9, Ray says, and then Tuesday afternoons. So a great place to go out and get some good exercise. Polka dancing, always very, very healthy for you. 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we're at 36 degrees here in central Minnesota.